You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
Hey everyone, Senior Client Manager Mel here with Solutions 8. Today, we're going to talk about smaller clients who don't have the budget or the resources to have things like Northbeam and Triple Whale and how I manage their MER week over week. I've created a spreadsheet that I'm going to share with y'all that just makes it really easy week over week to keep track of MER. I'm going to look at new customer MER as well. So we have lots of clients within Solutions 8 who have great LTV. So we actually focus on new customer acquisition. Lifetime value of customers could be thousands of dollars. We really focus on pushing those new customers. For a lot of clients, we do have new customer acquisition air goals. So we're going to look at that. For a client that I have, we're going to go over the spreadsheet and any kind of tips and tricks that I can think of along the way that help me when having goals like this on a smaller scale. So Northbeam, Triple Whale, they lay it out really easily. You can easily see your new customer MER. You can easily see your overall MER. But when you're doing it yourself manually, it's not presented very pretty. You have to do the math and you have to store it somewhere. So this is a spreadsheet. We've got here the date. So I usually look in 7-day periods. You can look at 14 days. You can look at month over month. That's totally fine. You can choose how you want to, what time periods you want to look at. I put the date. I add our Google Ads spend. If the client's running Facebook ads, we'll add the Facebook spend. And then if they have any other spend like Pinterest or Bing or any other paid advertising, we'll put it here. And then it will automatically calculate in the spend total column. And then we add the online store revenue. So this is going to change depending on if your goal is new customer MER or if it's just MER. This is the basics of the spreadsheet. If there's other spends, you can obviously add different columns, but I find not a lot of our lower budget clients run too much other paid advertising. So I just didn't have a need to add it, but you can absolutely do that. And starting from the basics, John Acossum and the team have a lot on what MER is, why we track it. So I'm going to assume we all have the knowledge on what MER is, why we track it, all that good stuff. I add in all this stuff from the client's information into the spreadsheet and then we'll look at it together. So Google Ad Spend, obviously, we're going to look the last 7 days. They don't run Facebook right now and they're not running anything else. So if they did, put like 500, for instance, and then if there were anything else, like we put 900 there, it would automatically calculate in the spend total. But they don't run anything else. Online store revenue. For overall, you're just going to grab this from your analytics section. From Google Ads spend, $893.29 to online store revenue, we have $11,730 for the last 7 days. We have a 13x, that's overall MER. Now, if we wanted to track new customer MER, new customer revenue, and you're probably wondering, how do I get that number? Something you probably heard John talk about quite a bit is the app By the Numbers. So I use that every day. I love By the Numbers. This past 7 days, we had 9 first-time customers, which is 1%, which is awesome. So that's what we want to look at if we're looking for a new customer acquisition goal. By the Numbers tells us all of this information. And then what also I really like about it is this first time versus returning customer sales. For instance, we have 1,400 in new customer sales, 10,000 from returning customer sales. So as this number grows month over month, this number is going to grow month over month, because if you think about it, so this client's, they do have a subscription model, which is a lot more convenient for a lot of people. Think groceries that you need to buy month over month that you could just, for instance, automate. Once you find the brand that you like for this particular set of groceries, you're not very likely to change just because how this particular industry is set up. It's not exactly that example, but just to give you an idea, it's not convenient to change. So once you find something that you like, you're likely to stick with it. So that's the case for this customer here. So once this number starts growing, we're going to see this number start growing month over month as well. So if we take this number, because we're looking at our first time versus returning customer sales, so this is our 1400 from first time customers from these 9 customers, and our AOV on the first-time customers is lower than our returning customers, just because you can get a sample pack of food service and just a try. And then if you do like it, then that's where the AOV increases. And then month over month, people do. Our new customer MER is 1.56. So John has lots of videos on this. I'm not going to talk too much about why it's okay to have a low new customer MER. So essentially what we want is to at least break even, and anything over that is awesome. So if we at least want a one, we love it. Because we have such a high returning customer rate and the LTV is so high, we can afford to take a hit, a little bit of a hit at the beginning, because we know we're going to make that up over time. But we still want to get a little bit of profit for the client, just so that they're not going further into the hole. We want to make sure we're getting at least 1.5 to 1.8 is usually what we aim for. You can figure this math out for sure, looking at your LTVs, your repeat customer rate, all of that. Again, John has many videos on that. I'm not going to go into those calculations, but you'll just see how this spreadsheet works. Your Google ad spend, because our Google ads are new customer acquisition, we have a branded campaign. We don't spend much on it, and we don't push our branded campaign. This is more so for placement. So we don't spend a lot on those bottom of the funnel warm terms. We really push our top of funnel terms as much as possible, so that we know that we're going as cold as we possibly can. So the last 7 days, 8 conversions here, and then we're tracking 9 first time customers in by the numbers. We can look at those individual purchases, and I do look at them, and I make sure that in Shopify it's first time order, so that we can rectify those numbers. But overall, those are some of the numbers that I'd look at. And then another report that I really like in Shopify, if we look at month 2, so 51.3% of customers that made their first purchase in October made at least one purchase in the second month or November, for a total of 27 orders and 6,468 in total sales. That makes sense. 33.3% of customers that made their first purchase in October made at least one purchase in the third month for a total of 16 orders. And then moving on to the third month here, so 7.7% of customers that made their first purchase in October made at least one purchase in the third month for a total of 3 orders. These are really great numbers, and this is what we want to see here, is these retention rates staying pretty high, and overall this client's doing a great job here. It's not going to be exactly accurate, but it gives you the Google Ads data here as well. December, it's reporting 7,813. And then you can look at your spend there. That's your new customer MER calculation with your spend and how much you made. So December's one of their slower months. As you can see, we had some really good months here. December's one of their slower months. As you can imagine, people are, their spend is elsewhere right now, which is totally fine, but still did really great for the month and happy with those results. So this is another report that I really like. And then we can also look at first time versus returning sales. Again, this one just gives it in another way. You'll see by day, you'll see your first time customers versus your returning. And then you'll see your AOV here, purchase frequency, value, if there's any discounts, total sales. So it just lays, this is a really great report to lay it out really clearly for you to see where your returning versus first time customers are day by day. And you can look at a 7-day period. You can look at 30 days, lots of data that can really help you here. So that's another report that I really like. You can also look at one in Shopify itself. If you go to reports, first time versus returning customer sales, if I go last 30 days, just because it groups it more like your all of your first time you'll see here, and then all of your returning you'll see here, whereas the by the numbers report, you can see it break down day by day, new customer versus returning, versus this, you see them separated in the last 30 days, how many first time orders that we have. If you wanted to add those up, you really don't need to. There's the reports inside of by the numbers do that for you. And then also the returning. So just a different way to look at it. But this is a really good report that I look at as well with my customers. So if you wanted to track first time MER and MER, all you would do is just add another column. I put the new customer MER next to the new customer revenue, and then we're going to look at total store revenue and total store MER. So we're going I, which is total store revenue divided by spend total, equals your overall store MER. So we're making a 13x MER for the total store revenue here, and then for new customers we're making 1.5. I hope this has helped. I'm going to get the team to link this spreadsheet in the comments or in the description for you, so that you can also have access to the sheet and customize it the way you want. It's just really simple to use. If you're a freelancer and your client can use this, I always get the clients to put in their Facebook spend and their miscellaneous spend every month if they have other spend. So clients are responsible for that. And then I just add in Google spend and their store revenue, or you can get the client to put in the store revenue, whatever works best for you. but it just is a really great visual. That way you can track it week over week, or you can do month over month, whatever works best for you. And keep an eye on those, that new customer MER and also the total store MER. I hope this has been helpful. Sorry, I probably rambled a bit more than I needed to, but we'll see you next time. Like, comment, subscribe, do all the things. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads Podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Custom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan. A bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. sol8.com.